It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers.
Jeff Levering is brought to you by Carbless Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Carbless, less is more. Find Carbless at your local grocer today.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the news to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you, and I love Huey Lewis in the news, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You know, I knew I liked Jeff Levering when he told us he liked Huey Lewis in the news, to say nothing of his baseball acumen, which, of course, he brings to us every Tuesday here on the show. Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today? What an unbelievable win for the Milwaukee Brewers last night.
Hakuna Matata, everybody. Welcome. Listen, it's a great day to be a Brewers fan, of course. 16-2, nice win. Go out there and go do it again with Kyle Harrison on the mound tonight.
Jeff, is Miz in the top 10 when it comes to faces of the MLB right now?
I would venture to say he might be in the top 5 with what he's been putting together. I mean, you could throw some offensive guys in there. I mean, what he's doing, he's at the top of the map at the moment. And hopefully he wins Pitcher of the Month. I know Christopher Sanchez didn't give up a run, but when you look at the peripheral numbers for what Mizorowski did last month, he should win Pitcher of the Month in the National League. Just unbelievable stuff. I still think that the face of Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, Miz is very, very quickly rising on that list of best pitchers in Major League Baseball. And he's still so young into his career. He's still only made, 22 big league starts in his career? And he is... he's right up there with the best names in Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah, we haven't even, it's not even a year. We're coming up on that date, a year anniversary of his Major League debut, Jeff. But I think of everything that happened in the month of May for him, with all the stats, I think the most impressive thing for me is how unimpressed he is with himself. Like, after the last start, he's talking with the reporters in the clubhouse, and they're like, yeah, pretty good month. And, yeah, I guess it's all right.
He's like, it's decent.
Yeah, it's all right. Like
decent.
And that's what makes me excited and make what makes me, I mean, maybe he'll never have a month of May like that or another month like that ever again, because like no one has ever had a month like that in the history of Major League Baseball. But it makes me think that what he's doing is repeatable and he can keep what he's doing going for the rest of the season.
He's giving himself room to grow, which is great. And he's not being complacent with where he is. So his growth pattern is going to continue going on because of the way that he treats each and every start. He realizes that he can't just go back and go, all right, yeah, no, I'm pretty good at this thing. And you know what? I'm just fine with where I am. He's not content with that. He had a quote the other day when Stephen Watson was reporting for us down in Houston. He goes, I'm happy with throwing 103, and the question was, when are you going to throw 104? And he goes, 104? I hit 104 against the Cubs. You mean 105. So, I mean, it's things like that where you just go, all right, let's go, Miz. Let's see what you can do. I think it's great. I think his coaches love it. I think his teammates love it. I know opposing hitters don't love it. And you know what? I'm glad he's a Brewer.
What's the fastest pitch in MLB history?
I mean, you could... it's debatable at this point. I think that there's some Nolan Ryan legends out there of 107. I believe Aroldis Chapman is a 105. He hit 105 once.
105.8.
As a Cincinnati Red when he was first up. Aroldis Chapman?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's up there. Again, he's hit 103.6 this year, Miz. So round that up to 104.
Which I think puts him
in 105's
the top, I think it puts him in the top five all time. I mean, again, these are unofficial sort of, like, to your point, are there some tall tales out there? Are there some myths out there? Yes, but like I think it puts him in the top five, that 103.6, Jeff.
Yeah, where's Sid Finch when you need him, right? I mean, it's just let's just create our own legends. They are measuring velocity differently now than they were back in the day, but I don't think anybody's doing what Miz is doing. And again, the best part is he's not just doing it in the first inning. He's hitting 103 in the seventh. in his 100th pitch or his 95th pitch, he's still maintaining that velocity throughout the course of the game, which is just unreal.
Jeff Levering joining us on the Yuengling Hotline, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA, enjoy responsibly. Could yesterday have been a, I hate this word, the S word, slump, but did it feel like a slump buster for some of these guys who have been struggling offensively? You saw Sal Frelick out there, you saw Renjifo out there getting hits. I mean, it was like the Oprah show, you get a hit, you get a hit. And they put up those 16 runs with no home runs, so, you know, typical Brewers baseball, Jeff.
Yeah, and for Bryce Terang to do what he did, a double, triple, a couple of walks, he was 0 for 21 going into that ballgame. I think that have those days where you can get a little aggression out, and I think that was the day yesterday. I mean, Joey Ortiz has a double. Yes, it's against a position player late in the ballgame and the bases loaded, but those are big moments, right? Those are hits. Those are, all right, okay, let's go. Let's do this. Christian Yelich had three more hits. David Hamilton had three more hits last night. Those are big games for your offense, and when you're not, it's like the Brewers aren't. Last night, Brewers had second inning. Do they have three separate innings where they've scored seven or more runs without hitting a homer? Without hitting a homer. So, yeah, you can score runs. You don't have to hit home runs. It's fun to hit home runs. You get offense really quickly. But at the same time, scoring runs is scoring runs. And this is one of the best offenses in Major League Baseball.
Jeff, we've seen both sides submit a proposal, MLB and the union. How far apart did you think they were?
It's a great question. I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. I know that those are the first and second proposals that have been going back and forth, and this is going to be a long negotiation as we inch our way towards December 1st when the collective bargaining agreement is going to expire. Hopefully they can make some headway and get to a middle ground at some point. I don't know enough about the labor negotiations. I just hope that we play a lot of baseball next year at the end of the day. I don't want there to be a work stoppage. I think they want a work stoppage. I don't think the owners want a work stoppage.
Getting
the
a little digitizing on Jeff.
Is really, really special.
Right, Jeff, now, can you hear us? You got us, man?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, we don't have him.
Yeah, let's just call it. Thank you, Jeff. Sorry. We lost our
session. I really
there.
Wanted to talk to him about Scooble, though. All of these rumors, all of these people who think that the Brewers, I mean, Major League Baseball pundits out there on Major League Baseball Network and whatnot, saying that they should go get Scooble. I wanted to ask Jeff on that. I guess it will have to wait until next
talk
time.
Talk to him again.
I guess we will talk to him again.
We'll have plenty of time.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Just wondered what he thought, if that would be, you know, the boost that this team needs to get over the hump in October/November. All right, Jeff Levering, glad to have him hanging out with us for as long as he could this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll take a break. A lot of stuff to get to still. Stick around.
Planning a high-level event that can feel a little overwhelming? Guess what? It doesn't have to, because for over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations create seamless, unforgettable events that leave a lasting impression. We've trusted them, helping us with some of our big events, whether it's our golf outing, the Analysis Live, and some other places have, you know, really trusted them as well. Lee Mechanical 50th anniversary coming up this month. They're helping that out with that. Milwaukee Night Market kicking off in June. They're helping out with that. They've got the Villa Terrace Gala coming up in July. They've helped out with the Buck Soiree. So many great events that they've helped out, and they can help you as well. So whether you're building culture with an appreciation party, hosting a brand activation, planning your next gala, or pulling off a major industry event, Events by Design can help minimize your stress. Start designing your next event today. Search online Events by Design. They design. You party.